Sudek. Josef Sudek was one of the most important Czech photographers of the last century. Whatever he turned his camera to, be it Prague's monumental St. Vitus Cathedral or his own lowly studio window, seemed to explode with light upon being snapped. He enjoyed critical acclaim throughout his life, and after his death in 1976, public interest in his work has remained immense. His former studio in Prague's Malá Strana has been rebuilt in his honour. The space, which now exhibits the work of young Czech photographers, is run in part by Miloslav Sáňko.
This house where we are now, it's a copy of the original house which was destroyed by the fire in the middle of 1980s. The original house was built in the beginning of 20th century as a studio, photographic studio. It started to be used as a studio in the 1927 when Josef Sudek, photographer, rent this studio for himself and for his sister. You know, he lived here and worked here. And he lived here until 1958, when he moved in Uvos, its street near Prague Castle, because he got some job in St. Vitus Cathedral.
In the period that Josef Sudek lived here, because he went through different maybe stages in his photography, can you tell me a bit about the sort of photographs he was taking and developing in this building or in the previous version of this building?
Yeah. You know, maybe the most famous cycle, really cycle of his works, of his photography, was inspired particularly by this place, because it's a cycle, my window of my studio. And he done it for 14 years, maybe, every year, in summer and in winter.
Today, the studio may have been completely renovated, but in its windows you can still find a vase of old flowers and a few empty glasses, just like the ones in Sudek's photos. The studio may have proved a source of inspiration for Sudek, but it also doubled up as a cultural venue for his peers. Here's Miloslav Sáňko again.
In the 1950s, where here in Czech Republic was some problematic situation after 1948, here in this studio was something like as a kind of cultural oasis. For example, every week, I think it was particularly every Thursday, here was some musical soiree, because Josef Sudek was a very passionate, patient collector of recordings of modern music. He had some friends in West, and they sent him some LPs of modern music, for example. And I have heard some memories of a Czech composer, Jan Klusák, who was here for a few times because he had possibility here to hear some recordings of modern music.
The composer Jan Klusák later went on to dedicate some of his work to Sudek. He wrote this music especially for the soundtrack of To Live One's Own Life, an excellent 1960s short documentary about the photographer and his work. Josef Sudek's musical evenings were a popular affair. Another guest at the photographer's soirees was Anna Farova, who was later to become a leading expert on Czech photography and the woman who spent nearly a quarter of a century sorting through Sudek's estate. I asked her about her first encounter with the great photographer.
It's a very long story and a very old story. I was just 18 years old, and my father, who was a diplomat and also a lover of music and a friend of Bohuslav Martinů. He introduced me to Josef Sudek after the war in 1946 for some music session in the old studio of Sudek. And so I discovered, everybody in Prague knew something about Sudek. He was such a famous figure, even by his appearance, but also by his work. But it was the first time I was in meeting him directly, personally. I was a little shocked because it was a very bohemian atmosphere. And music was beautiful, but other way it was not in my imagination in this the atelier.
Že bych fotografoval podle muziky, to je nesmysl. Někdy ale tak to na mě sedne a tak si myslím.
This is audio footage of Sudek himself from shortly before his death. Here, the photographer is talking about his relationship to music. In his later years, Sudek set out in the footsteps of one of his favorite composers, Leoš Janáček, to photograph the musician's native Beskydy Mountains. Curator Anna Farová worked in very close contact with Sudek throughout the photographer's life. He asked her personally to prepare his first monologue, and when he and his sister Božena died, Sudek handed his legacy over to his lifelong friend to sort.
Sometimes I say the Sudek and his sister Božena Sudková, she's a very important person, are very close to me as a family, as a new family. She lent me the keys of the the Uvos Atelier, and she asked me to look at and to do in the mind of Sudek what is necessary to do. And I start with some of my best students and my daughters to clean a little and to organize what was was in this upper studio. Every week we spend there 12 hours, 15 years perhaps, so many. And I wish to have nothing and to put everything in institutions, because I know that even the worst institution, which is official, is better than in a private collection. I started with the organization of the positives and negatives, and I started to put them together in a thematic, and it's about, we started to make the statistic, it's about 70,000 pieces, can you imagine?
Anna Farová subsequently discovered numerous unknown Sudek photos and has written tens of books on the photographer's work. The biggest retrospective she published opens with a photo of an unusual metal sculpture of a hand. An interesting fact about Sudek is that he had his right arm blown off in the war and for most of his professional life worked with only one hand. Here's Anna Farová.
He was once in Italy looking for the places where he was wounded, and he told me and other friends, I never found my hand there. He was very adapted to his left hand, and he did all what he could to not need nobody to help him, and he was very even acrobatically expert in using the left hand. And even in the school where he studied photography, he was drawing with his left hand very, very virtuously. And naturally, he didn't photograph the hands directly, but he photographed often sculptures with some with such deformations. So that is perhaps what he means without saying it.
Josef Sudek's work can be found today in Prague's Museum of Decorative Arts and in his second studio on Uvoz Street, just below Prague Castle.